That summer, I was interested in the Olympics. Imagine my sweet surprise when I heard cycling is an Olympic sport. For mile after mile of the 150-mile race, most of the men stayed together. Over blacktop and cobblestone, most of the men stayed together. As they pedaled away the final few miles, a few of the cyclists pulled away from the pack. After nearly 6 hours of riding, it was time to crown a champion. As they neared the finish line, one cyclist separated from all the rest. He was well ahead of the other medal contenders. The announcers were ready to crown him the champion, cue up his country's national anthem. He was all by himself. That would guarantee him victory. Or would it? Hello, everyone. This is LJ Harry, and this is Simplified. He did not see what the rest of the world saw. A team of two cyclists were teaming it behind him to catch him. As the leader fought the wind and fatigue all by himself, these newly formed allies were working together to fight the wind and win the race. When one tired from leading, he slipped in behind the other and let his buddy lead for a while until he caught his breath. With only a handful of miles left to race, they inched on the leader and inched on the leader until the team of two was in the same camera shot as the leader. They had raced 150 miles for 6 hours, and they were down to the last mile. Surely, he had the strength and endurance to make it on his own for one last mile. With only 3/4 of a mile left to race, the team of two caught the Lone Ranger rider and stole away the gold and the silver. The lone cyclist settled for bronze and a valuable lesson. Two are better than one. Had he read Ecclesiastes 4:9, he would have known it's far better to travel together than to travel alone. Or had he read Exodus 17, he would have known it's far better to fight our battles together than to fight them alone. Moses was the clear gold medal leader. He was the man who stared down the most powerful man in the world, and Pharaoh blinked first. He led millions out of slavery into freedom. In Exodus 17, he and two of his assistants climbed a hill to watch the battle unfold in the valley below. As Moses held up his hands, Israel took the lead, but when his hands grew heavy and fell to his sides, Amalek took the lead. Had Moses been by his lonesome, the battle that day may have taken a different turn, but he wasn't. Aaron and Hur were on both sides of Moses and saw him start to tire. They set up a stone for a seat for Moses, and one of them held up his left arm, the other held up his other. When they held up his arms, Israel held the lead. And by the end of that unusually long day, Israel won the battle in an unusual way. In this life, we will all face our fair share of woes. Some of us will face more than our fair share. We'll face off against sickness and car accidents and job loss and layoffs and injuries and heartbreaks and heartaches and backaches and headaches and headstrong children and weak parents. We'll even face off against death itself. If we try to pedal along alone, sooner or later, we will wear down and wear out. Sadly, some wear out just before the finish line. We need someone with us to pray for us and to be strong when we are weak. It's okay to admit you're not strong enough to take the lead sometimes. In fact, sometimes it's strength to admit when you're weak and let someone else take the lead while you catch your breath. That's the beauty of the church. We're in it together. We don't have to fight this fight or run this race by ourselves. We have scores, thousands, yea, millions of brothers and sisters around the world at the ready to help us when we need help. So take a lesson from the Olympic cyclists. Take a lesson from Solomon's wise words. Take a lesson from Moses and his buddies. Two are better than one. Would you pray with me? And let's pray together. If you want to read the prayer that's found on page 116 of Simplify, you can, or if you just want to pray in your own words, but I'd like to pray with you, and at least two of us, praying together that the Lord would help us to realize the value of having one another. God, thank you for my brothers and sisters around me. Thank you for giving me a church family who loves me. Thank you for others who are strong when I am weak. Please help me to lean on them when I need to, and to be one they can lean on when they need to. Help me never isolate myself or separate myself from my church family. Help us to run and win this race together. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Simplify. I have learned in my life that two are indeed better than one. Through all the things I have faced and been through, and doubtless all the things you have faced and been through, I'm sure you've learned the same lesson, that we would not be where we are, or we would not have what we have, had we not had a church family to surround us and help us through those difficult times. I remember when my father passed away, and so many people came to his service on only 2 days' notice. He passed away on a Sunday, and we had his service on a Tuesday night. I don't remember a lot of that night. It was kind of a blur, but I do remember when I watched a precious pastor and man of God from the Ohio District, Brother Richard Collins, and I had held it together. But when I saw him walk into the lobby of our church on that Tuesday night, I saw strength coming toward me. And when I saw him, I ran to him, I put my head on his shoulder, and I broke down. I needed him to be strong for me, and thankfully he was there and he was strong for me. None of us can make this on our own. And I learned that by watching that Olympic cyclist lose the race all because he tried to race all by himself. So I hope this episode has helped you, and I hope you will reach out and take advantage of having a church family and take advantage of being a part of a church family. If you enjoyed this episode and you don't yet have a copy of Simplify, or you know somebody who may need a copy of Simplify to help them in their walk with the Lord, you can order them on PentecostalPublishing.com, available in print or on Kindle. Or if you're in Knox County, here in charming Mount Vernon, Ohio, you could even pick up a copy at our local bookstore on South Main Street. The bookstore is called Paragraphs. And if you would like, I'd be happy to sign a copy of it for you if you're right here in our town. Thanks again for tuning in. Next week, I'm going to share with you a story about what happened when I took one wrong turn on a bike path, and it cost me a whole lot, and it cost some other people quite a bit too. You'll learn more about that next time when we get together. Thanks for tuning in. I look forward to talking to you next week, and always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.